At the entrance to Waikiki, David Kuwata stands on the dock of the Alawai Harbor. Kuwata grew up in town near Kaimuki and is familiar with these waters.
We grew up around the Alawai and surfing ala moana bowls all my life for 35 years. And so this is really sort of my front yard.
Kuwata surfs here most days. He says it's not unusual to spot trash as he paddles out to the break, especially after a rainstorm when trash lingering on the streets gets swept into storm drains and ends up here.
I always see a trash bag, a plastic bottle, shopping carts floating by. It's never ending. There's just so much stuff. I mean, I've seen everything and anything out there.
This is the dirtiest spot on Oahu when it comes to land-based debris.
Kahi Picaro is the executive director of Sustainable Coastlines Hawaii. He's hoping the solution may lie in something called a water wheel trash collector. The floating device is powered by nothing more than the water current and solar panels.
And what it can do is grab all the trash it collects in the boom. It's picked up by the conveyor belt that's powered by the wheel. And the trash moves up, dumps into a dumpster, and then the dumpster is then taken out and moved up on the boat ramp. And the new one's brought in.
The water wheel has proven successful in cities like Baltimore, where it's removed more than 440 tons of garbage from the city's inner harbor over the past 2 years. Picaro believes it could have a similar impact here in Hawaii.
We want to change the narrative of the Alawai being this nasty animal to this thing where the community came together to take it back and create a sustainable recreational area for all of us to enjoy.
Funds are currently being crowdsourced for a feasibility study. If the state approves the plan, Picaro and his partners would seek grants in aid from the state and the county to pay for the project, which is estimated to cost about $700,000. Molly Solomon for HBR News.